Hey yo, another episode of your Good Dogs. This your man, CIME. We teach you interactive moments everywhere. I got a special guest right now, the Queen Bee, Miss Tiffany M. Bailey, you heard?
Wanna do more when it comes to the people, the meaning of life between me and you. Show me the money, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, smooth dude.
So, counter back to what I was saying. I think there should be imposed a certain amount of income that we should be held accountable for as far as what we make at the end of the year to what we have saved up. So in order for progress and growth to happen, with especially within a family, a structured family. So, you know, if you have two adults, up to three children, right? And so there's a certain amount of income depending on the demographics, depending on the area you live in, the schools they go to, the grocery stores you shop at, the gas you use, all these things are considered. You know, they factor into that, right? You have a budget, like we state, of what you guys make, of what you could bring in to the home. And then whatever the expenses are, whatever the income is, okay. And then whatever's left over. It's simple for most people who, you know what I'm saying, who have gone 5-10 years in a marriage and realize, hey, yo, this works. So this is how we save. But if you're in it and it's not been working at all that way, what approach, you know what I mean, now do you take? And how do you receive, you know, someone telling you, hey, look, you should go to this class. This is what helped us. It would help you. Are you ready to receive it at that time? I did what I did, right? As the person that's planned it. You put it out there. So you did your part. You let it be out there. Now you just have to wait for it to manifest itself. You can't just, and it's difficult, especially when it's somebody that you care for and you know. And you're watching it, and you're just like, that's all you gotta do.
But I think what happens when you see somebody just doing the same repetitive things that are not productive for them, the reason why they keep doing it is because they've lost the idea of dreaming. They're living for survival, right? So they don't really have any definitive goals. Or, for example, we turned around what we had to do, but that's because we spent nights sitting up just thinking about what could be and just dreaming. We would drive around, you know what I'm saying, and look at big houses and be like, dang, you know, like if you could just have any, you know, had a house of your dreams, what would yours look like? And had those dreams together. Especially for married people, as a couple, you have to have those dreams together and figure out the reason why you want to change what you're doing, regardless of what it's for. You know what I mean? Like, and even for things that simple. Let's say you have a toddler, a little one, and it's time to start potty training. Okay, well, why do we need a potty train?
Right.
Why do you want to start potty training the baby now? The last baby we didn't potty train until they were such and such an age. Why do you want to start potty training now? Well, we want to potty train so that the baby can go, we can save money on daycare, so that, you know, and more people could watch the baby if we want to go on a date because the baby know how to go say pee pee poo poo. You see what I mean? So that you got to find your reason why. And people who keep doing the same thing, they're in a negative space. Perhaps it could be a little bit of depression. Maybe they just given up. Maybe they think they can't do any better. But they don't want to say that out loud. Because there's no way I would stay in a place or in a partnership with somebody if I want to start living my life outside of struggle and they're okay with just being in a struggle. Because there are people who don't mind the struggle and they brand it as being on my grind. Sometimes I hate when people say they on their grind, because what the fuck do that mean? Are you stuck in the mud grinding your wheels and you not going nowhere? Like my right. Man J. Cole said, you know what I'm saying? You came a long way, but you came a long way, but you went the wrong way. What the heck? What are you doing? And why? Why are these your priorities? What's your priority? Some people don't even ask their spouse what's the priority.
Ain't no such thing as a love that's better. Yeah, listen, you have hit every aspect of every angle, of every obtuse angle, every acute angle. That's all it is. But people are going to have to, I guess we're going to let nature's going to play itself out, as it always does. And we just have to be able to step back from it and say, well, ours changed for this reason. It was defined. We made this necessary attempts to change it. And yeah, it sucked. We wanted to see, I wanted to go places when I saw certain family members, or maybe when I saw certain, you know, friends we may admire. I'm like, yo, they living it. And then I'm realizing, yo, that's us too. It's not like we're not able to do it or we're not thinking about it. It's just not the right move right now. So, okay, cool. We'll put this here because we know the bigger scope on things. It has to be unison, equally yoked. I found that evangelical ministry that Leon had with us. I pulled that out. It's actually my stack of papers. So I'm gonna go through that.
Because he said we should look at it annually.
I'm gonna go through it again. We're gonna do.
I love it.
Well, so once that happens, that's gonna be another thing that we can add to. You know, hey, look, you know, we're over here and you're progressing. You can't just say, all right, well, we coming home every day and we doing the same 1-2 mojo and then you expect things to fly. There has to be some type of push coming from your mate, because there's nobody else in the world that you should be fighting with. Not fighting for, fighting with. Y'all are fighting together so that you can get up out of the situation, the conditions that exist. The conditions are not going to go anywhere, but you can not exist in them. They're going to be there. They don't have to be there for you. You should want to walk out of that home every morning and be like, yo, I'm going to do this for 6 months. And I'm going to save this for 6 months. And after that 6 months, I'm going to save what I saved again on that 6 months. I'm going to double that. A year comes, you can go get you a car. This has already been proven. I'm not letting nobody drive that joint. You know what? I sat back and I thought about something.
You talking about the extra car?
Yeah, and I thought about something. And I said, unless somebody came to me, or you, or came to us, and it was somebody that we legit knew really was like struggling, but they, you know, they really, something just happened. You know, let's just say it out there, right? If it was that situation, and we knew that it was a minor setback, and then it was going to have her right back where she needed to be.
Right. Like when we talked to their godmother about, hey, well, if you're, you know, she, but see, but that's the thing. That person that we had said we might go ahead and either give it to them or let them borrow it for a while, whatever. The reason why we was cool with that person taking the car was because they came to us and said, I got these two options. I'm going to try this one first. If that falls through with me getting a car, I got another situation that I'm going to try to get a car that way. And if that don't work, then I'll come holler at you about the car. They didn't come to you and say, man, yeah.
Well, confusing.
I don't have no car. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then no options. You need to have a plan. You need to have something to try something before I just come over here, put my cape on and come save you. At 40, we're not doing that. You need to have an option. Try something. And then if I see you out here and life is still just smacking you and we have it to give, well, that's when I feel like, all right, hey, don't even stress yourself out no more. I see you out here and I'm an air quote grinding. Okay. I see you out here trying to do it and life just keep passing you a bad hand. That's different than somebody making decisions and they're shitty decisions. That's a whole different thing. That would be like somebody who is out here looking for a job. Let's say they lost their job, got fired, whatever. Okay, well, you know, most jobs, you got to take a drug test. So you can't be out here looking for a job and smoking every single day. Because you know, if the opportunity come, like you said earlier, you're not even going to be ready if the opportunity is sitting at your door.
Well, there's stuff for that, but you know, I do hear
you. I know what you're saying. You can't just stop smoking for a couple of weeks so that you can get what you have to get. As soon as you pass your piss test, you can hit a J. You know what I'm saying? Do you?
But it's just, I think where it goes off is there's people that smoke. JR smokes, but JR made good money. JR always had a job.
But he already in that position.
But JR legit, you know that JR legit smokes. But he still, man, he's a functional smoker, y'all. He's probably one of the most functional smokers, like how Derek is. Like, they're just functional smokers and drinkers, you know. Like me, I don't like smoking and driving long distances. So if I go to Jeans, I won't even smoke like that. I don't like doing it. I've never liked doing it because you get lazy and you get tired after a while, naturally, because you're high. So I don't like being behind the wheel long distances while I've smoked. Period. So you won't catch me like on some, you know what I'm saying? Nah, at all. But I won't also, I also won't sit around and be like, I'm not being involved with my children, or my wife is struggling to graduate or struggling to pay her fucking bills. No, my wife is not sitting around wanting for anything financially. And that's because we made a decision in our marriage early. Look, this is what we gotta do. So it was a no-brainer. I'm not in everybody's bedroom, but that's obviously what's not happening in certain situations now, because someone has to be accountable for the income and the expenses. If it's not going to be both, someone has to know what's coming in and the amount. You can't just be putting a card inside of a machine on Fridays. When you leave people, they can't go to the water. That's cool. Now, there have been positions that we all have been offered in life and will continue to be offered. Pressure bust pipes. So a lot of times when you have situations where other people see something in you, other people see something in you that other people are not taking advantage of. And in a good way. So they see me or they see us and they say, yeah, we love what you're doing, but it's, you know. And then when other people come involved that are important and they give you that praise that you deserve, or they give you that recognition, now it's a, okay, which is cool, as long as y'all know it. But you can't gloat, you can't glaunt it, you know, flaunt it, and make it seem like it's something that's on your regular schedule that you're known for doing.
Right.
Nah, you can't, you're not known for doing it. So that's the reason why you keep making yourself feel like you have something and you hold it. It's not yours, it's material. If anybody came to me and said, yo, I really need a car right now, and I'm willing to pay somebody for a car right now. I really need a car to get back and forth to work. I just moved in the area, something like that, you know, and they're trustworthy, and if somebody recommended it or whatever, I may consider it. You know, I may, hey, let's go take a ride. In the car. Oh, yeah, you drive it. You know what I mean? So it may be that type of situation. That's on my good dog tip. But when we talking about internal, you're right. It's almost like, what else? What should we do now? You keep digging yourself in the same quicksand. And it helped you. No, you had people over here with it. Like, all right, come on. Here we go again. We how old now? So now you didn't. Oh. Back on it. Well, at least this time I can smile about being in the quicksand. No, you can't.
But that's what I'm saying.
You can't smile being in the quicksand.
They enjoy. But some people enjoy having people feeling sorry for them. And there's some type of psychological rush, if you will, that they get when it's like they want people to feel sorry for them. But that goes back to what I was saying. They decided that they're a victim. And it's easier for them to play a victim. It's like those people, I forgot what you call those people.
To admit it, exactly.
Who fake illnesses all the time, the hypochondriacs and stuff. Mm. But the extreme ones, like that lady who said that her daughter had cancer and had her in a wheelchair and all that other places anything. Because she was enjoying all of the attention that she was getting.
Very extreme.
But she was enjoying the attention that she was
craved
because she had this sick child or whatever. You know what I mean? There's people who are addicted to surgeries because they like being immobile. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's the same kind of concept.
Yes.
But it's like, woe is me all the time. And because they haven't done anything to directly just like screw somebody over, like directly, then people will continuously feel sorry for them because they've painted the picture in such a way that on the outside, it looks like life is just handing you bad apples. But like you said, we on the inside. So we know what it is outside of the highlight reel that you post on your social media page. We know what it is.
And others do. And some might actually want to look out and say, hey, maybe you should, you know, remove yourself so much from this type of, because most of the people that are on here, for what it was designed for, is what they're trying to keep using it for. We get a lot of people who spread what they spread on there, and then that's what the it keeps infecting all the negativity. And that's why we say that's you know whose world. But you're right, it's like it's breadcrumbs, and they feel like each time someone's dropping breadcrumbs, just a trail for them, and they just leave them right behind that, like a little lost puppy. Every time you see the puppy, you just look at it. Sometimes you gotta look at the puppy and be like, look here, you gonna have to find your way home.
Yeah,
it is what it is. So internalize the fact that I'm human and I need the help, and not just by someone offering you money or paying something for you so that you can get back to square one, or you can get to the situation that you want to be. Where do you really want to be financially? Because that's where you become comfortable enough to say, you know what, now I can take these extra steps. My children can do this. My wife can go back and finish this, whether it be education. Okay, the husband may maybe go pursue this. So see, I'm in a position maybe so more so than, you know, I was 5 years ago. You may more so are now, because you made that decision. It wasn't just because it was an accident. It wasn't an accident. Like we worked these jobs, like the jobs we had before. We worked our way up, and we knew that with that work, at some point there will be a recognition status attached to that, and it came. It's here. We do fine. We do better than I would have expected we would do, you know, in 5 years. So another 5 years from now, we'll be where we need to be in that level too. So, but we understand it's a, all right, we're going to put them in here. All right, we're going to take a break from spending so that we can, you know, hold up enough in case emergencies happen. All right, emergency is sitting at this amount. All right, cool. How much is what they cost? Now we can revisit that. Okay, that cost that much. All right, we have that. And accordingly, but not just, well, you know, because we don't have this, they suffer, they can't participate, they go to school, kids are like, who are y'all? Kids are mean. They're like, we don't ever see you anything. You're not involved in anything academically or sports or literature or arts or whatever. So you're not becoming social enough through your school and your classmates to make a difference in society. So then you have children now who are not social enough at home with parents and with their classmates that are forced to be 18 because they're legal now to go out and just beware. Now when you go out and you get involved in things that keep the mind from being able to grow, now you get involved in stuff that happens where you have incarcerations, we pay outrageous numbers of fees and what have you. But it starts when we're not having those type of talks. Hey, son, y'all, we're going to have these type of days. And you're going to come down here, and whatever it is you want to do for those couple of hours that we have on that time, you do in this room. You're going to have that time. And y'all just kick it. You want to sit down here on your laptop, get your headphones on. You want to read your book. You want to come over here and get on the game while I sit over there and read and chill and get on mine. You can do that too. You're just going to kick it in here. Have your little snacks, refrigerator, whatever. We cooling. And y'all just lamp out. You want, Addison, I want to get on the mic. So those type of things, yo, let's go. Like, enhance me. Make me, I want to feel younger each time. So I don't flaunt it how, you know what I'm saying? I flaunt it with them. Their success is what I flaunt. You know, these children and how they succeed is what we flaunt. When those boys get those A's and those certificates, and you as a mom or me as a dad, and we sit there and say, you know what? We may have been having indifference on something earlier as husband and wife, but guess what? When it came to those children, it got done. Things got taken care of. And that's all you can really, you know. So that's where you want to be. You don't want to have it to be a mockery of what is created and given for you, because it can be taken away. Just like that. It has. And it will. So when are we going to learn that when we get something, how to maintain it instead of just how to get it?
Because there are people who don't mind the struggle and they brand it as being on my grind.
Well, what do you think that correlates from? And what do you think that, you know, it kind of just leaves us now?
Honestly, I think it has a lot more to do with a lack of financial literacy, especially when I think about us as Black people. For whatever reason, and I don't know the answer to this, but for whatever reason, we don't have a problem talking about a lot of things, but when it comes to money, it's very personal. Everybody has, money touches every part of all of our lives. It does. Everybody knows that you work because you need some money. Okay. But for some reason, we don't, let's say we're a married couple and we hang out with other married couples. So let's say we hanging out.
Occasionally,
you know, not all the time, but we do have a few friends that are married but we don't sit, when we're hanging out and talking and, you know, we don't, let's just pretend that we were struggling financially. And we know a couple who seems to be doing okay financially. Why is it so uncomfortable for people to be like, hey, friend, you know, we really over here like struggling financially. We making our money, but we can't seem to get ahead. And we want to do better so that, you know, when our kids go to college, you know, they don't have to take student loans out. And so that we can take another vacation, whatever your
reason. Why is it so difficult?
It's hard. And I think it's hard because, A, a lot of people might be embarrassed.
Right.
I think it's a little bit of shame that comes with debt. And you can't teach somebody what you don't know. You just can't. If I don't know something, I can't teach you.
So, well, and if it's not proven...
So we're going to sit here and what we're going to do is I love you, you love me. And so what we're going to do is we're going to grind this out together. Blind leading the blind is what that is.
Right.
And for whatever reason, folks are not talking. And instead of us reaching out, looking, we do our research on everything else, but don't really want to do the research on how to manage your money and do what's best in your household to make sure that your kids don't end up having to miss out on their late 30s and their 40s because you didn't make sure you had a nest egg to take care of your daggone self when you old. That's not fair. I don't want for our children when you're 70, the kids are going to be in their prime. They're going to be in their prime adult years. Maybe with a spouse, maybe with a child or two. And so imagine if we didn't do our due diligence to make sure we saved up for retirement and make sure we have our long-term care insurance policies in place and do all of those things so that financially, when we retire, we can retire and we got enough money to chill out. House paid for, whatever, right? So we didn't do none of that. So now our kids got a new wife and a new baby and a new house, and mommy's sick. And daddy can't walk that well because his hip bad, because he ain't been taking care of his health, and he also ain't been taking care of his money. So you ain't got good health, and you ain't got any money. And we looking at the kids like, well, I took care of you. You got to take care of me. That's bullshit.
Right.
That's bullshit, and it's not fair. It's just not fair. And, of course, you know, most kids are like, well, I got to take care of mama, but I don't like that. Yeah, of course, if I'm in a nursing home, I want my baby to come see me. But I don't want them to feel like they have...
You're obligated, right.
...to come and... We can't buy a house this year because I have to... If we're going to buy a house, honey, I got to make sure that it's an extra room in there for my mom and dad. Because they about to lose their house. They can't afford it no more. What? Yeah, they took out a second mortgage a couple years ago and got a bunch of debt. So they need a place to stay because they can't work no more.
Gotcha.
It's BS.
It's unfortunate. It happens though. So now it's like, well, so now it happens. We know it happens amongst, you know, those parents who don't have the opportunity. But is it really that they don't have the opportunity, or they never took advantage of the opportunity when it presented itself? You know, like, that's the bigger question when it comes to those who may not be aware, or they, you know, they know that there's programs available for them to potentially go at least learn about it and hear those that can speak on it. And I feel just as way as you feel strongly that if you have never been exposed to anything else other than what your parents have told you, and they don't, you know, maybe they feel embarrassed. Man, we're not doing that. And it's almost like, well, we're hurting over here.
Yeah.
And as a child, when a child realizes that, it's almost like, well, I can see you're hurting, but you don't think that I should mention it, that I see it. I'm your child.
Right.
I'm hurt because you're hurt. So how about listening to the person that you've raised enough to be able to kind of help you understand that? Because you're an adult, but you don't know it all. And I'm 100% in agreement with you. But I was never opposed to saying, let's do it. For me, the only thing I ever got opposed to was something that may pull us away from being around them. You know, around the kids. Yeah, because it's so scary to say, all right, I'm going to go to work. You're going to go to work. They're going to go to there. You're going to, you know, they're here. And then, you know, we have all these situations now with these children being harassed by adults that have came out and been exposed as being this type of adult for this type of environment, and they're teaching kids. I was always on some, like, let's get this money situated so that they can understand what the value of a dollar really means, and they don't have to listen to adults who don't talk that language. I'm with that. If they're going to school and there's adults talking to them about anything other than getting money established and having a value on their life, don't pay attention to that.
So that goes back to my earlier comment, and you even just said it, so that, you know, we give the kids their commissions, because it ain't allowance, because you allowed to live here, so y'all do extra chores, certain things you're going to do because
get a percentage of what y'all do, right.
But if you do extra, you don't have to clean my car, it's my car. So if you go out there and you vacuum my car and wipe it, I'm going to roll it down, I'm going to slide you a couple of coins.
This is why I'm sliding it, though.
But I'm sliding it because you went above and beyond what you're supposed to be doing. Here's your little allowance. And so if I give her $10, let's say, for doing whatever she did, you earn $10 for working. Here's the percentage that you need to put away. Here's a percentage that you need to go have fun with. Here's a percentage that you need to give away. Because you know you ain't getting your blessings back if you're not sharing love. But we have to tell them, this is the reason why you living this way. It's so that when you go to Five Below, you got your own. Because no, I'm not going to Chick-fil-A. And I'm not going to Chick-fil-A and paying for five people at Chick-fil-A. That's like $60. I'm not doing it. And y'all know I'm not doing it. And remember, we were laughing at that meme the other day, because it was like, when you tell your kids or you have McDonald's money, they come downstairs with some money. I can't help but to laugh and be like, all right, well, let's go. I mean, our kids don't like McDonald's, but I'm just using that as an example.
As a reference, yeah. Like,
if we're in a car and, you know, we ride by the mall, that Five Below is over there, and I drag the kids to them, I got to go to Macy's, so come on. Y'all ride with me, they be like, oh, here we go. She drag. How many stores we going to go into? Because they know I want to shop all day. And they hit me with this. They like to bargain. All right, well, we going to the mall. If I bring my own money, can you take me to Five Below? I sure can. But save your money up so that when your birthday comes, if you don't get what you want as a birthday gift, right, you can go treat yourself, son. Because right, you worked hard all year. You stacked your money up. And you don't have to sit around and wait for somebody to hand you a gift. You your gift. Go handle your business.
And on that, handling your business comes from parents giving you the opportunity to know what that business is about. So, look, we over here, we still planting seeds. It's good dogs. The, you know what I'm saying? The good queen has came in and gave us her blessing you know, with what she feels is relevant and what she also understands about dealing with children, especially in this era where they feel the instant gratification. And, you know, as a wife and as the queen of the home, she's showing these children, look, it's okay to spend it, but you got to make it first and know how to deal with it and know how to budget it before you just spend it. So, you know, shout outs to my very, very special, special guest in the building. You know, the Queen Bee, you know what I'm saying, as they call her. So, you know, with that, you know, we signing off. And this is another Good Dogs episode. And it's your man, T-I-M-E. We teaching interactive moments everywhere. Shout out to the Queen, Mrs. Bye. B. You heard.
We deal with. Can you see what we see? Can you feel what we feel? Can you see what we see? Can you feel what we feel? As I approach my check-in, as I approach my check-in in my direction, I've been dancing in my reflection. I've been moving so quietly with blessings.
Yeah, appreciate y'all. Another episode of Good Dogs. That was a special episode with the Queen Bee. So we appreciate y'all listening in, tuning in. We're going to give y'all a little bit more understanding about what we're talking about. Next episode we're going to get into is why these children just don't want to listen. Good Dogs, you heard? Your man, T-I-M-E. We teaching interactive moments everywhere. Gone.